Hello and welcome to KnitWorks, a series of talks powered by Rural Knit Youth Network, covering the challenges of rural knits, young people not in employment, education or training, living in the countryside. Rural Knit Youth Network is a European-led multidisciplinary network with the goal of understanding how rural knit social inclusion can be supported. Our network upholds future research capability, especially among young, talented researchers aiming at the creation of a rural youth online observatory. With these initiatives, we hope to foster knowledge use by policymakers and practitioners. To learn more about our project, please visit rnyobservatory.eu-web. According to the Eurostat, in 2020, across the European Union 27 member states, the proportion of knits was higher in rural regions when compared with the same in cities. More importantly, a substantial uneven knit distribution by the degree of urbanization was evident in many eastern countries, such as Bulgaria or Romania, or southern countries, such as Greece. In these countries, gaps between cities and rural areas range from 10 to more than 20 percentage points. The research community is reacting slowly to this trend. A recent bibliometric review confirms that from 324 papers published on the Web of Science between 2002 and 2021, only 16 focused on rural needs. Paul Flynn from Ireland and Emre Erdogan from Turkey offer a summary of the special issue, challenges associated with European rural needs youth inclusion, promoted by the Rural Needs Youth Network.
I think there's no doubt that the Youth Guarantee Programme is a significant factor in addressing the school-to-work transition challenges experienced by NEETs. However, within the special issue, as Claudia Petrescu and her colleague, her co-authors pointed out, policy and practice are not always in sync. And as Emre has alluded to, I think we need a greater focus on bottom-up approaches to support rural NEETs that recognise the peculiarities or the sensitivities of each country and the regional differences that ultimately shape the identities of rural NEETs. And so for me, there is a clear need for a targeted and sustained body of work to be carried out that establishes a field of research dedicated to advancing our knowledge regarding specifically rural needs. Developing this would serve to inform policy and action on policy at all levels, at the macro level, the meso level, and the micro level, at the grassroots level, and establish a more perhaps responsive and reflexive approach to supporting rural needs as they attempt to access the labour market and take the next steps on their life journey.
This issue showed that there is a huge variation across the continent in terms of the characteristics or profile of needs and in terms of characteristics of countries and in terms of policies developed by actors and their implication. That's why we need to use a kind of multi-level approach to develop more effective policies, because we know that the initiative of the EU and transnational or supranational organization is very important. Without the help of the EU, it is not possible to use effective policies. They are providing money, indeed they are providing funds. But in order to develop effective policies, we need to incorporate local actors. And we saw that some projects they included academics or chambers of commerce, but yeah, the most important problem here, many of them, they excluded youngsters. Yeah. Voices of young people is something missed in this project development. That's why we need to develop a kind of multi-level approach to develop effective policies. And of course, we need to measure the outcomes of these policies by using a multi-level approach. At transnational approach, at national approach, and at micro level to observe the consequences or the outcomes of these projects.
An important message coming out of this episode is that rural needs deserve to be considered as a specific subgroup of needs due to the huge territorial disparities between urban and rural areas across Europe. These differences come to affect greatly youth future prospects. You can listen to this and other talks in full on the Rural Knit Youth Network project website at rnyobservatory.eu. This podcast is based upon work from COST Action Rural Knit Youth Network, supported by COST European Cooperation in Science and Technology. Cost is a funding agency for research in innovation networks. Our actions help connect research initiatives across Europe and enable scientists to grow their ideas by sharing them with their peers. This boosts their research, career and innovation. Visit www.cost.eu.